Clay logged into my system. It's been a while. Here we go. Starting to come on here. Usually I have a little intro that comes on and talks about the show, but it's not there today, so I get to just come to you live. Always like to do a sound check to make sure you guys can hear me. So those of you guys are with me live, thank you for being here. Do me a favor and just press 1 on your phone, which says you can hear me, and that way I can proceed knowing that I'm not talking to the air. So just press 1 on your phone and put your hand up. Perfect. You guys do that. Now push 1 again and put your hand down. Otherwise, it'll be up for the whole show. So welcome to the first blog talk radio show, or ATG Body Talk radio show of 2014. I got to say that I got tons and tons and tons of emails. People like going, hey, where you been? When are you coming back? You know, your last show hasn't been since October. Are you doing them anymore? And, you know, I just kind of just really at the end of the year got overwhelmed with the launching of the Million Pound March Challenge and just tried to figure out some balance in my life, how I was going to be able to do both the radio blog and the, you know, the hangouts I do for the challenge. Then I realized that, you know what, this year was my, I said I was going to start this year off bringing content. That's my mission. And one of my biggest mission is really to open up a dialogue with those of you guys who are on my list, those of you who end up joining our list at some point, you know, sometime here during the year, and really just having an honest conversation of why you're stuck and what I can do to help you get unstuck. I mean, that is my life's mission. And if you don't know that, if you don't know who I am, if it's the first time you've heard this show, you're just kind of curious. My name is Colin F. Watson, and I'm fondly known as the 8CG Diet Coach. And I actually happen to be the number one coach in the world when it comes to helping people achieve fat loss success utilizing what I call the Advanced HD Diet Protocol. Now, everyone has there's different versions of the protocol out there. There's the original, and then there's some modifications there that have been done since that time. But the reason why I'm the number one guy in the world is because I'm the one that lives and breathes this protocol every single day. I'm the one that talks and helps and coaches people every single day. I'm the one that has experimented more than anyone could possibly experiment on this protocol to find out what works and what doesn't work, and has been fortunate enough to lasso my entire family to do these experiments with me to make sure that my results are not solely based on me, and that they're actually based on people that for different genders, different ages, and what have you. And then, of course, I have you guys that trust me enough to follow my lead and then give me feedback. And when I get feedback from hundreds, if not thousands of people, that something is working for them, I feel confident enough to spread that around the world and try to help people achieve the body of their lives. And that is my mission. That is my mission, and I pretty much, almost everything I do that relates to health and wealth, wellness, and even wealth, has to do with finding balance and finding some peace of mind of not worrying about constantly being on this yo-yo dieting journey. So, you know, this year, and excuse me, I got another cold, you know, sidebar, Jane and I went to Miami for an event. And came back, and I got the flu/cold, and she got the flu/cold, and she hadn't been sick in years. I had been sick a few times, actually, last year, and I realized that, you know what, I went to a couple of events without her last year, and I got sick shortly thereafter, and I realized we live in our little bubble here. We kind of socialize with our, you know, a very small, intimate group of friends. We kind of rarely go anywhere unless we travel out of the country. And so I think our immune system is just not used to being around people and germs. So whenever we do get around them, I end up getting something, because I went years and years and years without getting sick. So just forgive me if I cough through this through our little conversation here today. I'll do my best to minimize that, but it's just the tail end of a cold here/flu that's going around, and hopefully it'll be all gone here shortly. But I'm really excited to kind of be here and reconnect with my tribe. You know, I've been fortunate enough to do that with my Million Pound March people, but not with the majority of the people on my list. And I wanted to definitely come back, and I appreciate all of you guys that send me emails asking for me to come back and do this show. And I think the timing is, you know, I believe in divine timing, and the timing is perfect, because this is, you know, we're into, you know, the fifth day of February. And this is really the sweet spot for a lot of people who started off this year with the very best intentions. With if you have had a weight loss problem at any point in your life, usually it starts off, the New Year's resolution starts off with, I want to get in shape, I want to finally lose this weight, and I want to finally feel the best I've ever felt. And unfortunately, statistically, 97% of the people that start with that mindset usually discard those resolutions by January 31st. So having this conversation now in the beginning of February will hopefully land on some of you guys that maybe, you know, if in fact you are looking in the mirror and you do not feel your best, you do not look your best, and you still have that burning desire to do so, I'm hoping that this conversation may inspire you to once again get on that journey and ultimately achieve success and maintain it. So just so you know that, you know, because I had great success with this protocol 5-6 years ago, I started talking about it on the internet and on YouTube and telling people I couldn't sell it to them. I couldn't give it to them, but I could tell them how it changed my life. And for me, I had a very profound moment that I promised God that if he finally gave me the health that I wanted so desperately, and I really was really more concerned about my health at the time that I did this journey. And granted, I did have some, my ego was not feeling real good about me at the time as well, but I really was just in that state where I was, worrying if I was going, falling into the family curse. Once I was in my mid-40s now, my parents had both died from diabetes and related heart failure, kidney failure. My grandparents had died from diabetes. We had some, really close relatives that just died of a heart attack. And I started, and even a friend that suddenly died of a heart attack, a childhood friend of my wife's, who just fell out in his bathroom one night, and he was just gone. And I think I started just feeling this mortality and this fear of am I going to be repeating the same family curse and leaving my kids prematurely. So I looked for some desperate way to finally lose the weight. And what I got out of that journey was not only did I lose the weight, not only was I able to look at myself in the mirror in a way that I had not seen myself in more than 20 years, but I finally felt like I had some control of the family curse. My blood sugar stabilized. My blood pressure stabilized for the first time in 20 years. The sleep apnea mask came off my face. I didn't have to go to bed every night not feeling real sexy, breathing like Darth Vader. And so there was a huge, huge turnaround in my life. And at that point, I vowed that, you know what, if I could just maintain this and whatever I had to do to maintain this life, that I was just this rebirth that I was given, that I would pay it back and pay it forward. You know, you fast forward now, I've written a book about the protocol. My wife has written a recipe book. We've put together a complete product and service. We've created our own overseas pharmacy in order to give people the highest quality HCG, real HCG at the lowest possible price and have it delivered to their door. And now we've helped hundreds of thousands of people kind of get the information, get on this journey. Not everybody's mastered this journey yet, and the rest of my goal is about is getting helping people master it, but ultimately open the door to information that will let you know that you could possibly there's a huge, huge possibility and probability of you finally for the first time in your life getting past this battle of the bulge and this yo-yo dieting thing. So, here we are, 6 years later. For me personally, at the lowest physical body fat percentage I've been at that I can remember, because I didn't know what my body fat was when I was 20 years old. I just knew I was an athlete and I was in pretty good shape. But knowing that at 52 years old, being at sub 8% body fat, and actually for the first time in many years, really kind of not in that state where I'm constantly in a state of not dieting, but watching what I eat and having to constantly, counteract the dance, either exercise enough to maintain the weight, and just had a breakthrough to found some peace. And gave me an ability to actually manage my life, manage my weight, and actually even go on vacation. Like I said, went to Miami for 6 days and came back the same weight that I left, which was the first time I've ever done that. And so, my goal has always been to continue to have breakthroughs because I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I think the reason why I've been able to maintain my weight within a 10-pound radius is because I have a higher level of accountability accountability than the average person. I'm constantly teaching, coaching, and talking about this lifestyle. And God know, you know, God forbid if I didn't live the lifestyle and I was talking about it, I wouldn't have any credibility. So for me, I still had that obstacle that of you know, constantly not being able, not understanding why I could not get my weight to just stay at my weight. And not swing 5, 7, 10 pounds in any given 2, 3 month period, and then have to come back and eat really clean, or once a year do the protocol and come back down and do another experiment. You know, so I have been on this you know, quote unquote emotional yo-yo for quite some time with the one focus in mind: first doing it myself, being able to find that level of peace myself, find that balance of between lifestyle and eating, if you will. And then get it dialed in, experiment with some other people to see if they can get it dialed in, and then share that with the world, just like we did with our advanced AC diet protocol. So that's the journey we're on right now. And part of that journey is implementing our Million Pound March and you know, the goal, with the goal of helping people reach 1 million pounds. But today's conversation is about having conversations, having honest conversations, and really getting you, the listener, and you, the people on my list, to not drown out, you know, not get so complacent that you're drowning out the conversation, but you're actually engaging in the conversation and telling me what is your, what your biggest obstacles are, so I can help you find a solution. Because truly, that is my passion and that is my mission. You know, so I talked on the pre-show write-up, if you will, about a survey that I sent out to my list, and I had to send it out several times to get, you know, to get a sizable response. I get that some people on my list have been there for such a long time that they just kind of get complacent. They kind of see if I shoot, you know, if I'm sending out anything new, or if I'm sending out a sale coupon, and really my goal is to get you guys re-engaged, so you're not numb to the process. It's not about hyping and selling products. You know what? Our products are selling regardless if you guys buy it or not, because our goal is to get this protocol to anybody and everybody who at least give them an opportunity to embrace it. And we're getting ready to roll out our first infomercial here on February 15th, after Valentine's Day. And we'll see how it goes. It could be either colossal failure or a great success. And either way, I don't have an attachment to it. It's going to be what the universe wants it to be. But for me, the mission of this conversation and several conversations, and actually the mantra we're going to have for the entire year, is, you know, almost a quote from one of my favorite movies in the world, Jerry Maguire, when he sits there and tells Cuba Gooding Jr., help me help you. Help me help you. And he's so frustrated because he can't get through to this guy that his attitude and the way that he's approaching the game and the price tag he's putting on his talent versus having fun is getting in the way of him having everything he wants. And for me, it's that similar conversation I'm trying to have with you guys, saying, look, if in fact you're looking in the mirror every day and you're not loving who you are and what you see, not that everything should be tied to how you look, but we do have a thought of what feels right for us and what's congruent for us. If that image is not matching with how you want it to match, and you have someone saying, I want to help you, if you just tell me how to do that, or tell me what it is that's getting in your way, I mean, ultimately, you're going to be the people that are doing the work. But there are some talents and tools that I have in my arsenal from coaching thousands of people through this process to get to the other side, that it may just, you just may need one tweak, one bell to go off, one conversation, one support group, one anything that makes a difference between you finally getting it, finally getting into that state of mind that you're ready to achieve your ultimate, you know, health and fitness. And then once you achieve that, the only price tag I ask for anybody is that once you've got it, pay it forward. You can't give away something you don't have. So once you get it, you just pay it forward and help somebody else do it. And don't be that guy or gal that says, oh yeah, I just changed my diet and did some exercises and I just look like this. Don't be that BS person that makes someone else struggle when you finally had someone help you do that. So I did this survey and I asked questions, and I really didn't know what to ask. But so Jenny and I were talking, and I said, well, I'm just going to ask them, you know, questions, because I want to know. I'm curious. Some I may think I know the answer to, and some I may not. But I just wanted to find out, you know, if given the percentage of people on our list, and this went out to like 13,000 plus people on our list, I really had to send it out. And I said, I had to send it out a couple times to get people to respond. Because like I said, you know, people don't, either they don't open the email or they don't click or they don't want to participate. But those of you who did, thank you very much. And there were several hundred of you that did. So it gives us, at least it gives us a perspective of what the percent, what the majority of people are going through. And one thing interesting about a survey, you don't have to have every person on your list answer the questions. You just have to have, all you have to do, the majority of people that are engaged, that do answer the question, the percentages are going to be the same if it's 1,000 people to answer the question or 100 people. The overall percentages of answers are going to be the general consensus of the group. So some of the things I asked, and like I said, they were important to me, is, you know, how long have you tried to lose weight? And you know, I've put, like, you know, 0 to 6 months, 6 months to a year, 1 to 2 years, 2 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, or all your life. And I put all your life, it was like the last one I threw in there, really not putting a lot of emphasis on it. But I'm thinking, you know, there's some people that have probably been, you know, they've been dying all their life. Well, I was surprised to find out that 47.5% of the people that answered that question, which everyone answered all the questions, which is nice. So 47% of you guys, a little 47.5% of you guys, have said you've been trying to lose weight all your life. Now, I don't know why that brings me sadness. I don't know why, but it does. And it maybe just takes me back to my closet where I had that breakdown. And I didn't have a weight problem all my life. I wasn't one of those guys that, you know, like my sister and my older sister and my younger brother, they both had weight problems since they were kids, small kids. I was the middle kid that was a skinny kid that was 145 pounds, soaking wet, that maybe pushed up to 180 pounds when I played football in high school, but really didn't break 180 pounds for most of my early adult life. And then suddenly in my 20, I had kids, my wife had, you know, my ex-wife had kids, I kind of had sympathetic pregnancies, found myself at 200 and plus pounds for the first time in my life, and then came back down and went back up and eventually ended up at 200 and close to 250 pounds when I hit this journey in my 40s. And so I didn't have a lifetime struggle, but I had enough struggle over the last 10, 15, 20 years. It felt like a lifestyle, you know, lifetime struggle. But for some reason that brought me sadness, because it almost 50% of the people on my list. So I don't care if 13,000 people answered it or 1,300 people answered it, but the majority, that means that really the majority of the people, 50%, half the people on the list have been trying to lose weight all their freaking lives. And for that brings me some sadness. But it also empowers me, because that means that I know that you need the help, you want the help, so why aren't we having these conversations? You know, one of the next questions I asked was, how much weight have you lost in the last year? Okay, I'm assuming people lose gain. I was just curious, how much weight on average did people lose it over the last 12 months? And it made sense. The average, you know, 49% of the people said they lost between 10 to 20 pounds in the last year. But we also had 20% of the people said they lost none. That means whatever their efforts were. So here you have people that have been trying to lose weight all their life, and yet 20% of the people here lost no weight. So whatever they were doing wasn't working at all, or they lost it and gained it back. I wasn't sure if they were answering it because they ended up back at net zero, or if they just had problems losing weight altogether. But that to me was interesting. Another question I asked was, how much weight do you realistically want to lose? What is the average weight problem for the average consumer? Where is the sweet spot, if you will? And why is that important? Because that tells me, lets me know how long the average person has to reach their goal, or how short. Let me rephrase that. How short of a time does someone really have to spend following our instructions, following this protocol, and just staying in the zone? How long would they have to do that in order for them to reach their goal? Well, it said that basically the highest answer was 25 to 40 pounds at 37.3%, and the second one at 25.9 was 45 to 65 pounds. And then you had 22% at 20 pounds or less, and then 5% at 70 pounds or more. So the average person, you figure that, you know, combined, you had roughly 50-60% of the people really had between 25 to 65 pounds to lose. That means in the world that we live in, with this advanced HD diet protocol that works better than anything on the planet, that the majority of the people could actually be living in the body of their lives in less than 90 days. In most cases, 60, 70 days. If you're a man, 60 days. If you're a woman, 70, 75 days, 80 days, give or take. But let's say, let's just say for the worst case scenario, if in 90 days, the majority of people, given the average weight loss that needs to be lost, could be literally looking in the mirror and just crying because they've never seen this person, you know, in quite some time in 90 days. Now, that was frustrating in one aspect, but also inspiring to me on the other, because that's a message that I wanted to share. Because some of you look and think that this, you know, losing weight is this long, you know, lifelong, year-long process. And the reason why I have this conversation early is because time goes by really, really fast. And right now is the winter, you know, figure it's the winter time. People are wearing heavy clothes and sweaters, and they can cover up more than they can during the spring and summer months. But in a 90-day window where you could actually look in the mirror and have tears running down your face because you're in a bikini that you never thought you'd ever wear, or you're wearing board shorts with a, you know, with a flat belly. And we're not talking about six-pack abs, and that's not the goal here. For some of you, you just may achieve that by your genetics and by the way your body is, but this is not the goal for everyone. Some people just want to look good and feel good, whatever that means to you. But just say that literally putting on a bathing suit, because that's the most vulnerable people get during the winter and the summer and spring months. But so I use that as an example, that being able to put on a bathing suit of a type that you would never wear or dare to wear because of your embarrassment of how your body looks in today's state could literally be the difference between now and 90 days from now. Well, the 90-day clock for spring, where people start to shed clothes, is right around the corner. We're in February. It was March, they say March and the beginning of April is spring. Summer's in full bloom in 4 months, four and a half months, right? So in essence, this is the time to have this conversation. This is the time for those of you that may have gone back to sleep from New Year's to wake up, because this is a true and real possibility. And this is really what I want to bring home. This is something that I believe 100% is possible, and I believe that I can take anybody on the planet there if they're just willing to suit up and show up. I mean, literally, when it comes to, I call it cockiness, arrogance, whatever, confidence, whatever you want, but when it comes to getting people to slim down and lose body fat and actually look lean and sexy, more faster than I've ever done before, I believe I have the capability of doing that before any celebrity fitness person on the planet, because I know I have the right tools to do that. All right, so I asked another question, and this question was, how many times have you attempted to lose weight and failed? You know, because this is kind of this is what causes the biggest emotional pressure for people to kind of get started again, is the number that they're constantly playing in their mind how many times they've tried and failed, and how diets have failed them or how they have failed themselves. And a lot of times we don't really take full responsibility for it, but it's a combination of the diet plan or the weight loss plan and our plan, you know, our plan to succeed and our plan to fail, and life. And life sometimes gets in the way with injuries and deaths and traumas and what have you. But no surprise that 45.63% of you have attempted to lose weight 10 times or more in the last 24 months. That's a lot of attempts, and a lot of attempts of failure, where you could understand why people would just kind of be a little frustrated at this juncture. I mean, the rest, you had, you know, 13%, 7 to 10 times, 21%, 4 to 7 times, and 1 to 3, 18%, 1 to 3 times. So the majority of people have tried pretty much probably almost everything on the planet, and they've tried it a lot over the last couple of years, and they may have even used this protocol, but have come up to that, I lose the weight, can't keep it off, I gain it back. I lose the weight, can't keep it off, and gain it back. So they have this bittersweet relationship with the HCG protocol that it works, but they can't get it to work beyond phase two. And that's the conversation that we're gonna have, okay? And they said, what is your single biggest challenge that you need help with right now? Well, this will probably be the obvious. 67.36% of you said, I need to lose fat. And I didn't say weight, because weight is the word that this is one of the problems that I have with that, with, you know, most diet plans, that that people don't realize the difference between losing fat and losing weight. When you're, you know, most diet plans that are not scientifically proven like this one is to actually preserve lean muscle and to burn through fat, almost any diet plan, even the homeopathic ATG products, people lose weight. And they're looking on the scale and like going, this is working for me because I'm losing weight. Well, if you didn't know that in the first 60 days or almost any other diet plan on the planet, that you're losing 50% muscle and 50% fat. So if you lose 40 pounds and it takes you 60 days to do that, the majority of you have lost 20 pounds of lean muscle that is basically shutting down your metabolism, and you lost 20 pounds of fat. And you wonder why you can't keep the weight off. But guess what? Your body can't sustain that void of 20 pounds of muscle loss. So what it does, it fills it back up with fat. So all of a sudden, you went, you actually, not only did you lose weight and lose fat and muscle, but when you gain it back, you get, you come back even fatter than you were before, because now your body has not been able to replace that muscle. It is not as, it is a lot easier to lose and cannibalize muscle than it is to put it back on. So in the majority of the cases, you end up putting on more fat than muscle again. So your body doesn't replace that muscle, but it replaces it with fat. And now you're fatter than you ever were before. Your body fat percentage is fatter than more heavier than it's been before, higher than it's ever been before. And your metabolism is lower than it's ever been before. And you wonder why it's even more difficult the next time around for you to lose more weight, because now your metabolism is at a complete deficit because it's lost so much muscle. So when you see me kind of get a little irritated with people who say, well, I'm using the homeopathic and it's working because I lost 20 pounds in 20 days, and they don't realize that they just lost 10 pounds of lean, precious muscle that they can't put back on overnight, I get frustrated, because ignorance is what's causing you to fail over and over again. And my job is to at least turn the lights on. If you choose to, you know, walk in the dark, that's on you. But if I turn the lights on and you turn them back off, that's on you. But if I turn them on and you finally get to see what's in front of you, then I'm accomplishing something. I'm getting a message out to people, right? So the reason why that was important, because I realized that most people want to lose fat, because body fat is what you don't like about your body. That's if it's bulging in the wrong places or doesn't fit in the right place, or if you're putting Spanx on to smooth out certain areas because you got fat in those areas, you don't want to see the unsightly, the stuff we don't like. Right? Let's just speak it. Let's just speak it real. You know, the fat that we hate about ourselves, the part in it which is sad, but it's, it is what it is. I'm speaking the truth. That's the stuff you want to lose. And it's not about weight, because I can tell you right now, if anybody cared, no one would really care about how much they weighed if they looked a certain way and they fit into a certain size and they wore, were able to wear a certain dress, a certain pair of jeans or what have, or a certain bathing suit. You wouldn't care what the scale said if you looked in the mirror and everyone else looked at you and said, my God, you look amazing. It's only because we've kind of tricked our brain that weight and body fat is the same thing, and it's not. So people want to lose fat. 67%, almost 68% of you want to lose fat. The rest, now, you, what was interesting, though, which makes sense, I guess, you know, 20% said you had a problem stabilizing your weight. 9% of you said you had a problem building lean muscle, and some didn't care. But interesting enough, when I asked how many people had a problem maintaining their current weight, only 2.5% had a problem maintaining their current weight. Now, you would think that that's a good thing, but I guess it makes sense. If 67% of you want to lose fat, no one wants to maintain the weight they're at right now if it's not their ideal weight. So I guess that answer makes kind of sense to me anyway. So, you know, I asked a generic question. If one, you know, what's the one single thing you could learn, if you could learn, would help you lose weight and keep it off of life? And people had all kinds of interesting answers. You know, self-control, you know, basically how to eat and keep the weight off, making losing weight and eating healthy, a healthy lifestyle change, not making it so challenging to do so, keeping the weight off, kept coming back. And, you know, the one person said, you know, get rid of the man boobs. I hear you on that one. You know, how to stay motivated and focused. How to drink more water. I mean, I understand that because I have a hard time drinking water. I gotta force myself just to down a glass every hour. You know, what to eat, when to eat. You know, how to lose it and keep it off. Control. You know, portion sizes. I mean, so there. Everyone has this one thing in their mind that they think that if they could just master that, that they would be able to maintain their weight. And to be honest with you, there's a part of this protocol that teaches you that. But a lot of people go through the motions of this protocol, not really taking time to learn the lessons that it's being that is teaching you. You know, I asked how important is exercise. I wanted to know that, you know, some of the biggest, you know, some of the calls I get, and a lot from the guys now too, even from the ladies, is one of the things that really set us apart from everyone else talking about this HCG diet protocol was the fact that we went against the grain and said, yes, diet and exercise work. And yes, we recommend you exercise on this protocol. And yes, you have plenty of food and plenty of energy to do so. And it was just like people were gasping for air. But it only makes sense that if in fact lean muscle is the turbo engine, the turbo for the engine that's called your metabolism, and if in fact a conventional diet will tear down that muscle and the HCG protocol actually preserves lean muscle, wouldn't building more of it in the process leave you with a faster running engine once the process was over? Because what is the biggest problem here? People aren't having too much problems losing weight in phase two of this protocol. They're having a hard time stabilizing their weight, and they're having a hard time keeping it off for life. Now, granted, lifestyle change and how you eat and how you go back to your life is something that's important. That's why we have Phase for Life coming to you guys, so you can understand how to do that. But ultimately, if in fact your engine has basically slowed down and it's gotten sluggish and actually it's running at half speed, doesn't matter how much weight you've lost, eventually it not burning fuel faster than you're taking it in, you would have to constantly be in a state where you're taking in less fuel than your body can burn, which most people are not able to do. So it makes sense that if diet and exercise work, and building lean muscle will actually speed up your metabolism and burn more fat, why not take an opportunity to do that with the fastest fat loss protocol on the planet? So we use common sense, we put the two together, and lo and behold, you know, beach bodies were popping out left and right, with mine being the first the first to break through. And then my wife's, you know, and then everyone after that, and all of a sudden people were like, wait a minute, I never looked like this before, or I haven't looked like this in a very long time. What's the difference between this and that? Well, people actually started implementing exercise. So I asked, how important is it? Well, you know what? I asked, very important, moderately important, or not at all. You know, well, 46% of the people said moderately important, 39% said very important, and we had 13%, almost 14% said it's not important at all. And that's okay. Not everybody wants to work out and exercise in order to maintain their perfect physique. Some will figure out that it's probably a good thing, but not everybody wants to. And I want to know, in the scheme of preparing information and putting together content and putting together exercise regimens, if this was going to be something that was going to be important to people or not. And it seems that overall, 80% of you said it was either moderately or very important. So that just shows that that's a part of lifestyle that people want to embrace. And then the last question that was, it's the coup de grace question. It's the question that people, and I asked on the survey to please be as honest as you possibly can, because I don't care about hearing answers you think I want to hear. I really want to know what's in your brain, what's in your thoughts, what's in your heart, because ultimately, if I don't know, I can't help. And so I asked the question, are you ready to do whatever it takes to reach your health and fat loss and fitness goals this year? And 76.6% said absolutely, and 21.4% said I think so, because some people just aren't sure if they're ready, and no one said no. So no one said they're not willing to do anything and everything that they need to do in order to reach their goal. Majority of people were sure, almost, let's say 76, 77% of you were absolutely positive that you're done. Right? You're done. And then you had those that were, you know, very honest and said, you know, I think I'm ready, but I'm not sure. And I never know until I start the protocol, and then either I fall apart or I stick with it. And the reason why that's important, because for me, I assumed, I got to tell you, because, you know, I live in the world where actions speak louder than words, right? So for me, I look at the number of people that follow us on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, and on our list and on our YouTube channel, and they're in the hundreds of thousands now. And I look and I go, okay. I'm like, all right. So when I do an event or have a call or have a call to action like the Million Pound March, I'm thinking that these people want, seriously, are going to step up. If I'm willing to put my time in, they're willing to step up and take that time, and we'll see. Well, it doesn't show up in my world like that. And I get answers like this. I'll just slid it away. I get answers like this, and I kind of go, what am I missing? And that's why you heard me start this conversation about having an honest conversation. Because if there's something about my approach to coaching, or if there's something about the content that we put out, or if there's something about the protocol, or something about me, or something about anything that is stopping you from going, wait a minute, you know what, you know, I'm going to, if someone's reaching out their hand to help me, I'm going to go ahead and accept that help. I want to know what that is, because ultimately, like I said, I have one goal. I have one goal, and that is to help anyone who seriously finally says, look, I just want to finally feel in balance with my life. I just want to look in the mirror and feel good. I want to not feel sick. I want to get off the insulin needle or get off the high blood pressure pills or just stop having the pain in my joints. Whatever your motivation is, your why is, if you will, I want to know what that is. And so I feel that somehow we're having a breakdown of an honest conversation, because I'm getting people, their actions are not matching the words that came out loud and clear in the results of this survey. That close to, what did I say, was 70, at 70, well, we figured 100% of you said that you were ready to do whatever it takes to get your goal. No one said no, right? So 100% of you said either you think so, or you're absolutely ready to achieve and get the body of your life. We don't have 100% participation. We have people that are on the list that are getting the emails, that are there. Some people, I have no clue why they're still there, because they're not, you know, when I look at the open ratios of emails I send out, and granted, that could just be my lack of talent in writing emails, but ultimately, you know, we have to study and analyze the response of how people are responding to our content, and we try to create content based on the needs and desires of the people that are on our list, because what's the point? If I sit and think that I have all the answers and I think I know what's good for you and it doesn't land on you correctly, well, the message, you don't get the message, then it doesn't matter what I think. So ultimately, it's about what you think and what's getting in your way, what's stopping you from moving forward or allowing me to help you. And so that's the conversation I'd like to have this evening, whoever's, you know, brave enough to step up and put their hand up and say, this is why I haven't done this or that or the other thing. And keep in mind, we all have our story. We're all going to have life excuses and life circumstances. But I'm talking about the core reason. And you may not know the core reason. If you don't know, I'd like you to think about it and email me. Because ultimately, I really, really, really want to know. Not for curiosity's sake, for simply going, okay, you know what? If the majority of people, like the majority, are saying that, you know, that diet and exercise is somewhat, you know, important to them, or the majority are saying that they're ready right now to finally achieve, or the majority are saying that their biggest problem is losing fat or stabilize, whatever the case may be. If that's the case, then let me give you the information that you need in order for you to get past that, or at least open up, you know. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, like I said, do I have all the answers? I don't know. But the point is that I'm really good at this, guys. I'm really good at helping people navigate past their own shit when it comes to getting to where they want to go. And really, I kind of have, because I have to navigate me past my own shit. And trust me, I got a lot of shit going on in my head half the time. And so if I'm obsessed with breakthroughs, obsessed with getting to certain points in my life, that obsession is driven by if I can do it, someone else can do it. And if I and if people can duplicate this, then guess what? All they're going to do, and if all you ask for is, hey, please just pay it forward and help somebody else do it, you're going to create a movement that's going to help people change other people's lives by changing their own first. And so I would like to open up the conversation for you guys here live. I mean, we have, you know, a good, I'd say, 50 minutes for you to say, you know, and that in a very short, you know, guys, come on, we got a lot of people on the call. Thank you. I'm really grateful you're here. But, you know, to be short, if those of you are gonna present an answer for why you've been resistant to my teaching, that's the question. So the question is not your story, why you haven't lost weight, but if you're on my list and you've been on my list for more than a day, okay, and you can be as brutally honest as you need to be, because this is not about my ego, it's not about me getting my feelings hurt or not getting my feelings hurt. This is truly about someone who's saying, I want to know so I can fulfill my life's mission by helping people get past this huge obstacle in their lives of constantly being in a place where they're constantly feel like they're dieting and worrying about gaining weight or can't get the weight off. That is what I'm trying to accomplish. And if there's something about my delivery or how we're going about something that I want to know, because I'm a man enough and open enough to say, this is not about me. It's not about my ego. It's not about my feelings. It's about being the best freaking coach you can possibly be, and you got to be willing to hear people tell you this doesn't work for me or that does. So if you're that person on the line today that you want to speak up and say, you know, Colin, this is kind of why I've not responded to your help, or I have responded to your help and this is what works for me and what doesn't, whatever, I'm not really sure what I'm asking because I know that there's something there that I'm not getting to the core of yet, and I'd like to get to that. So if you're that person, you can press 1 on your phone. It puts your hand up and allows me to call on you based on the order in which your hand is up, if you will. And then I'll open the line briefly, and you can tell me kind of really where you know. Let's open it to give a couple possibilities. What is your biggest obstacle, and what do you think would help you get past that? Why, if there's a reason that you can think of or know of that you've been on this list for quite some time, but for whatever reason you have not taken action to either get into, you know, our challenge or call me for help or whatever the case may be, then I'd like to know that. I know that a lot of times I don't get my emails or I don't see them, and so you may say, you know, you freaking emails don't work. Or I had something tell me that, you know, your email bounces all the time, but I go to test it and it comes to me. So I've gotten several complaints about that, but I've asked GoDaddy to fix it and it's been difficult. But so I'd like to know. So I like to know where the hole is. Where is the hole that we're falling through, that you and I are having a difficulty connecting, or that I am not connecting with you enough to help you get past your shit? And ultimately, I can't want it more than you. I know that, guys. I'm not completely out of touch with reality, but I do believe that there's room for improvement for us to deliver something more to help you get to where you want to go. And if I can do that, I'm more than willing to do that and take it on the chin. So if you want to say something, great. If you don't, then I'll just keep talking. But I see the one person put their hand up, and they may be by on purpose or by accident, but I'm going to call on you. And your prefix is 562972, and you are on the air. 562972. Tell me your name and where you're calling from, please, if you want to speak.
Sure. Hi, Colin. It's Autumn from Long Beach.
Autumn from Long Beach. How are you, Autumn?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for pushing your button, if you did it on purpose or accident. You're here now, so talk to me, girl. What do you have to say?
You know what? It's just that no excuses, but knowing how important and valuable you are and how inspirational you are, but making myself a priority and not being able to ever fulfill that is what my hugest issue is.
So making yourself a priority was, and then what was the second part of that?
Just making sure that follow through and planning ahead of time, and always because of planning, lack of poor planning and dedication, then it always falls apart. I mean, you and me have talked before. I've lost 45 pounds, gained it back. I'm down 25 again. But you know, I am full of excuses. I found 5 boxes of expired HGG that I had ordered prior of knowing you in a cabinet.
Right.
I've reordered again. I ordered 3 boxes this time, you know, that's not expired to make it a better commitment this time. But it's just the hardest obstacle is making myself the priority and spending the time and the commitment it takes to be successful in this next step of my life.
Got it. And let me ask you, I mean, outlining, you know, they say, you know, knowing the problem is pretty much 80% of the solution. So, I mean, and that's a very common thing. And are you a mom by any chance?
Yes.
You are. And that's a common thing for moms. I mean, making themselves a priority, period. I mean, that's just and so I hear that a lot. But my thing is, so you kind of have an honest assessment that, you know, not making yourself a priority, but what is your game? So you took the step, you ordered more HCG, you're planning on taking this journey again, but what game plan did you stop and say, okay, look, I know this is my problem. I don't make myself a priority. You know, I don't have really good follow through. So what are you going to do differently to not have the same result and not end up with the same frustration?
Real simply is just to, not to make it too specific, but to make a daily timeline and look at where my wasted time is. I mean, I'm a very committed parent, and I have both children that are, you know, highly active in outside sports after school.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only scheduling time that I have for myself is, you know, this is, you know, to my point, but to go to bed early and wake up early.
Right.
And I don't know how else to make this happen because I love spinning. I have my own spin bike, and
right.
Before I used to be able to spin during the middle of the day every day, but now I can't do that. So that seems to always keep me focused and keep me on the road, you know, and make it successful when I have worked out in my life. And then I loved what you and Jane did about one day, each of those steps for the workout plan and adding, you know, a rep every single time. I mean, that was so enlightening to me, and that inspired me so much because I thought that is just awesome. You know, and it's such a commitment, and it starts easy, and then it becomes a habit.
Right.
So at this point, it's just getting through everything and making a priority to get up at 5:30 or 6 a.m. to make sure that I have that's my allocated time I'm going to have to find for myself.
I hear you, and I'll tell you something because my wife is a spin nut, right? She was
a spin instructor
for years. I would tell you to. I would challenge you, and I'm just saying this. I would challenge you to email her and say, "Hey, Janie, let's like do a virtual spin together or something, where you guys can like dial into Skype and freaking blast the music and freaking rock and roll for 30, 45 minutes and spin." Because I know she spins by herself all the time in the bedroom watching movies or watching TV shows, but you know what? She's a hell of a spin instructor. I'm putting her on the spot, but I'm telling you, just write her. That'd be cool. That'd just be cool if you could guys could just. You know, do on, I don't know, FaceTime or Skype or something and just blast the music and freaking spin together for an hour. How cool would that be?
I would love that.
Yeah, I would shoot her an email and maybe, you know, because maybe that would, like I said, I don't know what her level of commitment is. I'm like I said, putting my wife on the spot, but I just know that she does it anyway. She loves to do it. And she's one, I mean, she is a great teacher. I mean, she taught me how to spin. But, I mean, just to kind of get you in the zone to kind of go, you know what, you're not alone. You got somebody here, you know, even if it's once a week. But the point is that it may just be make the journey more fun for you. And then next you know, I don't know how many people out there have spin bikes, but yes, you know, you may have virtual spin all over the place. Who knows? But for right now, getting somebody to say, hey, you spin together real quick, you know, on a Wednesday at 9 o'clock, let's go ahead and spin together, whatever case may be, it should be fun. It could be fun. I'm just throwing something out there. It could be fun. And throwing
That's
my
awesome.
Wife under the bus, but hey, you know what? I know for her, she would love it.
It's true, because they're just, you know, you get your own groove and you like your own music, and then you know, and I used to go spinning every morning at 5 a.m., and that class kind of fell apart.
Right.
But when I had, you know, up and down, same old story, lost weight, gained weight, lost weight all my life. But when I was maintaining, it was a 5 a.m. spin class that had a great group. And like you said, it made fun. Like you got yourself up at 4:30, you didn't care. You know,
I've
got friends, they're there, let's go.
I know for a fact she won't get up at 5:30 in the morning, but. not anymore, man. But I don't know, but I think it'd be kind of fun. But thanks, I got somebody else next. But thanks, Autumn, for at least bringing that conversation to me. And I'm writing notes, and you know, I'm doing this for a reason, so I'll let you guys know how it turns out. So thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right.
Guys. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay.
That was awesome. Bye-bye. That was awesome. All right, so the next caller that popped up here is 415-572. We're on the air.
Hi, Colin. This is KJ Lance.
KJ, I knew that was KJ. How you doing, girl?
I'm super fine from San Francisco. I have missed you on this show so much, and I rarely get a Wednesday night off, and tonight they didn't need me at work. So here I am listening and applauding you, and every few seconds my children are like, Mom, you're not at church. Why do you keep saying, preach, Reverend Colin?
You were so funny. And thanks again for that care package, man. It came in at the perfect time. I appreciate it. You're always
– Well, I just want to let Autumn know that she has support. And if you can send somehow or Autumn, if you're still listening, you can email me and I will send you some music to rock your world because I am also a spin instructor, KJLINSF@hotmail.com, and I will mail you some spinning CDs to motivate you. And I think that everybody needs to know that if you don't take care of yourself this year, today, tomorrow – and you aren't motivated, then obviously you're listening because you're interested. And if you're not 100% there, your commitment will get there. And the reason is because you deserve to love yourself so much so that you can love other people more and help other people more. And right. Once you get it mentally, physically, and spiritually, your heart will grow. Love, energy, all these exercise moments, the 12-minute workout, the 9-minute workout, the 1.5 to 2-minute workout, all these things that Colin and Janie are teaching us, they work. And then you'll find a balance in your life after that. After the HCG protocol is finished and you're complete, you will have a balance and you won't be extreme thin and you won't be extreme fat. You'll be extreme healthy, which is the middle ground, and you won't have to suffer or struggle anymore.
Love it. I love it. Love it. And just so you guys know, because I hear KJ talking, and I don't know if you heard me last year, I talked about that one of my huge projects that I have for this year is putting together our first live ACG Body for Life event. And this lady's going to be on stage talking right here and teaching you this stuff, because I got to tell you that of all the people that have crossed our path that have done this protocol, of all the people that, I mean, all the thousands of people that crossed our path, this woman has touched our lives in ways that and we have never even met face-to-face still, but sends gifts back and forth and just, you know, it's just a huge, huge level of support. And she's literally embraced an entire new lifestyle. She looks amazing all year round. And it's, these are the kind of people that I want you guys to see in the flesh and hear them. And just see the love that comes from them just because they've been able to get their lives back and they're paying it forward. And KJ is definitely one of those people that does that. And if you guys haven't checked out her Facebook page, Superior Self, you should do that because it's nothing but love that comes from that every single day. And if you're on this journey, right, you're on this journey and you just don't know where to plug into just straight up love and just people just kind of, you know, that just, you know, you have to learn how to block out some of the negativity. You know, it was funny that we were listening to a video by Tyrese yesterday about haters have a job. And your guys saw that on Facebook, but he was talking about haters and that, you know, haters have a job to do, and that's your job is to hate and to cause misery. But we as a species need to find places where we can find people to love and positive, like-minded. And I'm telling you, KJ is one of those people, and we call her sister because she is like part of the family. So thanks for sharing those comments, KJ. You know, I'm your biggest fan, no doubt.
Yeah, well, no as doubt. Long as you keep giving, I'm going to keep giving. And when you're quietly deciding to back off from your work, I will be there to keep on giving. And then our children, Chase and Vanessa and Jade and is it Chad?
Chad, yeah,
right?
you're good.
They're always giving, and so you have the next generation
Ryan,
ready
yeah.
to assist and love and help people, and it never ends because the more love you give, the more love there is, period. And
Absolutely.
That works with your physical fitness and your mental fitness and your passion and your goals. This is just a tiny part of it, but Colin is sharing way more than just weight and fat loss. He's sharing the world, and it's all ours to take it. That's all I
got to
say.
Hey, well, that's plenty. That's plenty. Thank you very much, Katie. It's always nice. I knew that was kind of had a sense that was you, your number there. I was hoping that was the case. And if anybody else puts their hand up in the meantime, we will continue to keep sharing along that vein. You know, the event was something that came to me one night, I just woke up in the middle of the night and said, you know what? There's so many people whose lives have been transformed through this process who really in their world, you know, don't get the acknowledgement and get to share the lessons that they've learned. I mean, some of our most powerful shows that we have, at least two, I know two of them for a fact, were KJ's self-discovery shows, where she actually talked about the things she learned on her journey, which were different from things that I've been teaching or learned. And it was great to have a different perspective, and especially from a woman's perspective, it was wonderful. And I'm telling you, that show still blows up to this day. And there are people that have had amazing journeys and gone through amazing the obstacles, you know, to actually finally find themselves in a body they have not seen in decades in some cases. And I felt, would it be powerful to have these average, everyday people who never really get any real recognition to be able to get on the stage and actually just share their story with the world and inspire somebody who just thinks that they're not that person, that it's somebody else but not them. You know, I have people go, well, Colin, you know, you just kind of look that way and you have great genetics and that's why you look the way you look at 15 years old. I'm like, you know, I bust my ass to look like this. Now, granted, I probably have some genetics, but ultimately, I didn't look like I had those genetics, you know, 5 years ago when I looked like a doughboy and had the man boobs. Nobody would have looked at me then and said there was a shredded athlete looking underneath that body. And I believe we all have that what I call our, you know, revealing our true self within. And that is not, like I said, keep in mind, I'm never going to sit there and tell you that you have to have the best six pack or the flattest stomach or the, you know, lean muscular legs, regardless if you're a man or a woman. The point is that we all have, you know, KJ called it superior self. I call it revealing your true self within, that there's a person that is underneath the fat that's there right now. And there's also a personality, there's an aura, there's an energy that is being stifled by that fat, because I don't believe that we are who we're supposed to be when we don't like each other solely and completely. I believe that we don't show our true selves when we're hiding behind the pain that's causing us to stay in this state of unhealthiness, of being unhealthy and being overweight. And I believe that when you shed that, is when people truly get to see who you are, not the new image of who you are. I believe your aura and that energy to who you are comes out tenfold. And people think that people are more attractive because they're thinner. And I think they're more attractive because they feel better about themselves. And it's not about being thin. It's about feeling in balance and feeling congruent with how you're supposed to feel. And so that's the goal that I try to help people achieve. When I say the body of your life, it is whatever the body of your life looks like to you, not to the other outer world. You know, not to your mom, your sister, your brother, your girlfriend, your husband. It's the you that you look at and makes you cry, and that's gonna vary differently from everybody's point of view. And so, the body of your life, in my eyes, is the body that you look at, and it's in balance with who you were meant to be. And it doesn't matter, and that doesn't have a weight on the scale. It doesn't have a size. It is whatever that's supposed to be for you, and you know it when you see it. It's like one of those things that you know when you look in the mirror and you go, oh, that's it. I'm done. And so, you know, so for me, it's just this journey that we're on, guys, and this conversation. I'm going to keep coming back and trying to have this conversation with you guys. I'm going to keep coming back and asking this in my emails or in my radio shows or in my YouTube channel. This is my mission for 2014, to find out what your truth is. And to be that person in your life that you feel safe enough to tell that truth to. Because I believe that once we get to the truth, once we get to the root of whatever the problem is, when we get in the root of what's keeping you stuck, I believe you will magically become unstuck. And the tool you're going to use in order to do that, in order to reveal your superior self or true self or reveal your true body within, is going to be this protocol, because I truly believe that in my heart of hearts, there's nothing else on the planet that can do it faster, healthier, and actually preserve what it's supposed to preserve and diminish or get rid of what is not what is unneeded, and that is whatever unwanted fat that your body doesn't need. Because if you don't know this, and if you haven't heard me say this before, is that this protocol is designed to take you to your natural body weight. Once you have no more abnormal fat, that means not structural fat and the fat your body needs and your organs need, once you have no more abnormal fat, the fat that just doesn't seem to have any purpose in any part of your body that doesn't look or feel right, it stops working. It magically, the switch goes off and it says, I'm done. And you have to be smart enough to listen to your body and go, it says it's done. Now let's move on to phase three and phase four of life. So I have a hand up. I'm going to stop my dialogue and start this one. 253-426, you're on the air. State your name. Where are you calling from?
My name is Vaughn, but you know me as Peggy Sue. So
Peggy
I
Sue.
Just wanted to ask. Yeah, Peggy Sue. I just talked to you yesterday. I have a question. Are people able to drink Zevia on phase two?
Did you say stevia?
No, Zevia. It's a soda that's flavored with erythritol and stevia.
Uh huh.
But they have zero calories.
Yeah, this is my answer to that. I mean, erythritol is one of the sweeteners that Janie has in the can that she cooks with. In phase three, and it really seems to have, you know, there's mixed reviews on its validity, if it's a natural sweetener or if it's an artificial sweetener. However, you know, you got to be careful with zero calorie stuff. This protocol is, even though there is some calorie restrictions, its main purpose is to detox your body from artificial sweeteners, from chemicals, from preservatives, from processed sugars. And so when you're trying to find something else to take the place of the soda and the junkie in you, be careful of why. Because ultimately, there's a reason why it says coffee, tea, unlimited amount of coffee, tea, and water. And you can have some lemon with stevia and or like what have you. But when you try looking for these outside canned or packaged drinks, even though they have zero calories and may have a safe, if you will, sweetener, look at the rest of the ingredients. If there's a bunch of stuff you can't pronounce and you don't know what it is, like guar gum and all this kind of stuff, you need to know what that stuff is too, because ultimately the food industry is hiding from you the what's so not obvious is the other shit that's going to cause you problems. So the answer to the question is, on the surface, it sounds like, sure, not a problem. But what you want to ask yourself more importantly is, why do you want to have it? What are you trying to fix? What are you trying to replace? And when you answer that question, and you ask yourself, if you have to answer one more question, do you really have to have it? If your answer is yes, this is my thing. If you ask yourself any time through this protocol, I don't care if it's eating chocolate cake, if for some reason you've got to have it because you just got to have it, as long as you're willing to accept the consequences for it, knock yourself out. But if the answer is no, you don't have to have it, step away from it. It's 40 days of your life. Just follow the protocol. So I know I gave you a vague roundabout answer. It's kind of a no, but it's not really, because honestly, it may not do anything with your weight loss journey. It may not stop it in any way. But psychologically, it's opening the door for you to say, I wonder if I can have this now. I wonder if I can have that now. And that is a very dangerous place to be.
Yeah, I understand.
You got that? Thanks for the question.
Yeah, I got it.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, no
good
problem.
Thanks so much. I love questions like that, guys, because you know what? It is a natural part of our makeup to try and figure out a way to make this protocol easier. And that was obviously one of my drives to do that, make it easier for people, not easier for me, because I like the rigid strictness of it. I need to be rigid and strict because I need to have the paranoia of messing up in order for me to help me stay on my journey. But as a coach and as someone who is trying to help the masses get to a common goal, sometimes you want to modify things in order to make it easier for them to stay within the lines. But like I was saying to Peggy Sue, if you're on this journey or you choose to start this journey, a part of the preparation that we were talking to Autumn about as the first caller is saying, this is what I'm willing to do and this is what I'm willing not to do. And for me, when I did this journey, because I really thought it was bullshit, Sorry about my language today, but I'm just feeling it. Because I really thought it was bullshit. Because I thought that the whole thing was a scam, because I'd been scammed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times by the diet industry. My only defense, and as big as a chip I had on my shoulder, I said, I am not going to deviate from this thing one iota, because if I do, I can't call a spade a spade. I can't tell the author of this book or the person who created this protocol that they're full of crap, because I didn't follow it exactly the way they told me to follow it. And that attitude, even though I was negative and I had all this negative energy I was putting into it, was the biggest payback I got, because of the fact that I didn't deviate from it one iota. It was the first time in my life that actually something worked. I didn't get in my own way. So I'm asking you, if you choose to take this journey, tell yourself that you are going to follow it to the letter. Tell yourself, if you want to have the attitude and you're buying our product and you're buying our kit and you're following my book and the way I lay this thing out for it, do me a favor. If you want to tell me I'm full of shit, I'm open to it, but follow my protocol to the letter. Don't say, well, I kind of followed the other one, I kind of followed this one, and I took part of yours and part of that. No, that doesn't work for me. You follow my book and the way I laid it out to you, exactly the way I laid it out to you, and if you, at the end of your journey, if you feel like you don't look the way you, better than you ever looked before, that it didn't work for you in any way, form, or fashion, you can call me up on the phone to my face and tell me I'm full of shit. But until you're willing to do that, don't start. Don't waste your money and don't waste your time, because ultimately you're the biggest loser. But the problem is you then spread that negativity across the nation that you did this diet and it didn't work. You tried it didn't work. And the truth of the matter is that you didn't follow it the way it was told. You did it your way and you tried to figure out your way around it and to live your life the way you wanted to live your life. It didn't give you the results you wanted, and all of a sudden now you're bad-mouthing something that you didn't have the integrity to do. So I know it sounds kind of nasty, and I don't mean to sound nasty, but I'm just saying, you know what, do yourself a favor. Do it and promise yourself that you're going to follow it to the letter and to the end. And if you do that, and you are, and for some remarkable possibility that you are disappointed, I'm telling you that you'll have nothing to lose, because you'll know that you gave it 110%. And it wasn't you this time. It was whatever was laid out in front of you. Now, the lines just lit up all of a sudden. So hold on a second. Let me make sure I'm not taking the same numbers again. I know, KJ, it looks like you lit up again, or you never put yours down. I wasn't sure. But 318-346, you're on the air.
Hey, Colin. This is Leah from Louisiana.
Hey, Leah. How you doing?
Fine. I'm in the Million Pound March, so I missed the podcast, so I was good to hear. But one of my questions is this. I heard her say something about her HCG expired.
Uh-huh.
My question is what is the shelf life on it? Because I bought some last year, and I think I bought quite a bit of it last year because I was, you know.
Right. You know, it all depends on your box.
First start out.
Most of them from the manufacturer have anywhere between, you know, could be anywhere from between a 2 to 5 year shelf span, but it all depends on when you ordered it and how much is remaining. I know for us that we don't ship out anything that's got less than a 2 year lifespan remaining on it in most cases. In most cases, it's probably, and I'll tell you, even if it's expired, I don't know who was Autumn that said that, even if it said it expired, if it hasn't expired for over a year, I tell you, I try anything. I'm going to try it first, and I'm going to know exactly if it's working for me or not before I throw it. I have a hard time throwing money down the drain, so I'm going to at least give it a try and open it up and mix it and take it and see if I load and I gain weight and see if I feel hungry or whatever. And, you know, in the first couple of days, I'll know if it's not working or not. You know, but ultimately, I'm going to try it first before I just assume that it doesn't work. I hate people throwing money away. And so So unless you just, it's been there for years and it's just, you know, it's just the expiration date is like literally a couple of years away. But if it expired in the last 6 months to a year, I'm at least going to try it and see if it works before I throw it away. That's me. I'm not recommending everybody do that stuff, you know, use expired drugs. I'm saying for me, I'm not going to throw it away until I test it first.
Yeah, I used to work with pharmaceuticals. They give you an expiration date, and usually the expiration date is entailed in the sale date. They want it sold by a certain date. So, I mean, you have a little bit of time. You have a leeway in there to use your product. I'm like you. I don't want to throw away my money either. And like I said, I got a little overzealous last year. I think I bought one of the kits to go in with my friend, and that she sent it back. I gave it to her, and she sent it back to me, and then I had straight HCG for myself.
Right.
And so now I've got quite a bit of product.
Right. Right.
And I was like, okay, I know that I'm not going to use it all, but I was just wondering about the expiration date.
Well, I would use whatever you're going to use. Use the most I'm sure this is obvious, but the most recent expiration dates first, and leave the stuff that's got expiring last on your shelf until you decide what you want to do with it. But ultimately, I mean, you get to your goal, you just may share the love and give it to somebody you know, so they can do the same thing. Now, I got to tell you something about giving people stuff. I have 100% failure rate for every single person I've ever given HCG to. 100%
yeah.
failure rate. So, sad reality, but it's true.
And that was just the thing. I bought it for someone else, and they just sent it back to me, told me that they weren't going to use it. They didn't want to waste it.
Well, that's nice that they sent it back, but I just got to let you know that I've had people that, you know, gave me all kinds of, you know, stories, and I mean, they meant them. They just were having a tough time, or they really wanted to lose the weight and just couldn't afford it, and I just kind of went, you know what, no problem, and I've sent them, you know, stuff, and literally – It was to my surprise, but finally I realized, you know, free has no value unless you're actually buying this stuff and preparing yourself to do it. Every single person who actually even attempted to do the protocol with what I gave them, every single person blew it. Every single person just completely just didn't do it, messed around with it, and every single person failed. 100% failure rate. 100% failure.
Have the same motivation.
No, it's not. No, you can't. Trust me. When you know, if you can go to Starbucks every day and get a latte, and for $5, you can save up money to lose 50 pounds. I mean, to me, it's a no brainer. But I had to learn that, and I kind of got got upset and bothered by it, but realized, you know what, Colin, your intentions don't. You know, the road to hell could be built on good intentions. Ultimately, if somebody wants it bad enough, they're going to do what they got to do. So thanks so much for your question. Hope we've answered it. We'll see you on the Monday night's call. And once again, you're doing awesome. You know, I got to a little bit about this. She lives in Louisiana. She lives very rural, you know, from, I think, 30 miles from the closest store. And she's got everyone around her has got fried everything. This is the place of fried Twinkies. And she is able to maintain her journey in spite of that environment. And so we always give her major praise because that is just a really challenging place to some of the best food in the world and try to be on this protocol at the same time is really challenging. So we always give her a little kudos about that. Love Louisiana, but it is a tough place to try and diet through. So good to have you here. Thanks for your question. I appreciate it.
I got one more, Colin.
Go ahead.
Okay.
We got 17 more minutes.
5,000 IU and 10,000 IU.
Yeah.
I've got some of both.
Yeah. What's the question?
Which is the 10,000 going to lose its strength after the 26 days or so, or after 30 days?
Well, 10,000 IU will last you about 40 days, and if you go straight 40 days, it'll probably start to wane. Get around 30, 35 days, but still not enough to where you're not going to have results. You just have to kind of increase your dose a little bit near the end. The reason why we always recommend people split it up into 5,000, 5,000 is because it stays completely potent throughout the first 25 days, and then you can do another 25 days. So either way, but we also recommend people who get 10,000 to use that for drops because that'll actually last mix for 30 days for drops, and that way you'll go through them pretty quickly. So both of them will, you know, if you use them right away and you go through it, it should be perfectly fine up to 40 days, but after that it starts to fade away.
Okay.
All right,
I'm good with that. I have like 4 packs of this 10,000 IU. I was just going through it.
Well, use what you're supposed to use, get where you got to go, and then after you're done, then you can figure out what you want to do with the rest.
Okay.
All right, girl.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We have, I'm not sure if this hands up before, but 720-331, you're on the air.
Yes. This is Ernie from Denver, Colorado.
What was your name? I'm sorry?
Ernie with the E, Ernie. My dad was Ernest. I'm Ernie.
Ernie,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and from Denver. My hardest thing is we're always going out to dinner. We don't have any kids. We're retired, and we like to travel and do a lot of things like that. So my husband does not have a weight problem. He looks really good, and but he, we're always going out to dinner, always socializing. And so my thing is some, I need some ideas on, you know, as long as I'm by myself and if I'm not doing anything that week, I'm great, just me. But when I have to socialize and go out to dinner and this and that, then it's, that's when it gets, that's the hard part. It's like, so I need some ideas on psychologically or whatever to get through that without messing up. Ideas on what to order, you know, or sip on something or play
now, this, is this on protocol or off of protocol, Ernie?
On
protocol.
On protocol,
okay.
Yeah.
On protocol and dining out is a very challenging thing to do. And simply because it's really hard for you to control how the food is prepared in a restaurant or to know what's in them. So the best way to navigate dining out is that you have to first have a mindset that the restaurant works for you. You're the customer, and a menu, most any menu can be modified, but you have to be willing to ask for that modification. Most people feel very uncomfortable about not just ordering off the menu and then trying to figure out how to navigate around it. So, for example, if you know that there's certain, like, you know that, okay, if I have I can have a chicken breast, I can probably have a sirloin steak, and have, or have some white fish, and those are three things on most menus I can find, depending on the restaurant you're going to. Obviously, I'd avoid certain restaurants, like I would avoid a Mexican restaurant. There's nothing you're going to be able to find on there that's going to help you navigate that. It's going to be very difficult to do that. So if you're the one picking the restaurant, you're going to want to pick either a seafood, chicken, or steak place, right? Because you want to be able to control the fact you can get pretty much a grilled piece of filet of fish with no butter. Tell me you have coconut oil, then use a little coconut oil, salt and pepper, and some steamed vegetables, and you still can be out social. You can get a steak, you know, a small filet with steamed vegetables, and have them not put any sauce or béarnaise sauce on it or any of that stuff, just basically seasoned to taste and no oils. Just grilled on the grill. I mean, so there's ways to do it, but first thing you have is that have to be the mindset that you're going to the restaurant. One of the ideas I tell you that was really smart of one of my people in my Million Pound March is that if you know what restaurant you're going to, pull up the menu online before you go. Like for me, believe it or not, one of my least favorite restaurants to go to is Cheesecake Factory. Reason being, their menu is so flipping overwhelming to me is that I have to read through 30 pages before I can try and dissect it to figure out what I want. I avoid it. My kids love the place. I avoid it simply because of the fact it just stresses me out mentally. So, but if I know I'm going to go there, I'm going to look on the menu online ahead of time and try and pinpoint something that's going to fit into my caloric limitations or what or the food that I want. So my recommendation to you, if you got to dine out, I mean, first you want to try to avoid it, but obviously you can't live in a box, and especially if your husband doesn't need to, you may have asked him to kind of minimize the dining out for at least the 30 days or 40 days you're on protocol. But if you do have to go, choose a restaurant that you can control your outcome. Okay. Check the menu ahead of time to have an idea of one or two dishes you're going to have and how you plan on modifying it, because I say one or two because all of a sudden you go and they're out of something, and then you're lost to a knee-jerk reaction of picking something really quick that's going to be probably the wrong thing. So if you make those preparations ahead of time, you should probably have an 80% chance of walking away from that restaurant with limited weight gain or even stalls because you actually ate within the parameters of the protocol. And you're still being social, and you're still ordering off the menu, but you're modifying it. So modifying simply means whatever you see on the plate, for example, if it says a dish is coming with steak and a vegetable and rice pilaf, you tell them, leave the rice peel off, double the vegetables, steam the vegetables, and what variety? What variety do you have? What do you have today? Oh, we have that. Okay, let me have the broccoli, the asparagus, the broccolini, whatever. No corn, no carrots. You can't have any of those starchy vegetables. No potatoes. Double the vegetables. Let me have the nice lean steak, you know, seasoned with no oils and grilled and perfect, and you're fine. You're good to go. So it's just about preparing ahead of time, being willing to modify and tell them to leave stuff off the table, and tell them to leave the bread off the table. My wife, to this day, she knows, we know the bread is my Achilles heel. If I have one piece, my hand just robotically keeps going back into the basket. I can't stop it from doing so. So we say, you know what? They go, oh, we have nice, we bring your bread. No, leave the bread. Really? No, don't bring the bread. We're fine. And they figure out really quick when we say leave the bread, leave this, leave that, that we're people that eat a certain way, and they don't even ask anymore. So there is a way for you to do it, but you have to be willing to step out of your comfort zone and be able to be willing to modify your dishes ahead of time. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. It sounds good when you're ordering, too. That makes it sound really good.
Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, when you do that, you especially if you go to dinner with a group of more than just your husband, but a group of three or four or five people, and they watch you do that, all of a sudden you'll see somebody go, oh, that sounds kind of good. You know, I'm going to do that too. You know, leave the rice off my plate, and you end up being the leader of your circle of influence versus the follower, because a lot of people don't do that. And I tell you, when we go out with our friends Joe and Heather Giuliani. The four of us, we always said, just so you know, we're going to be your pain in the ass. My wife says, I'm going to be your hemorrhoid. We're going to make some modifications. And the waiter goes, no problem. And then we make modifications. And they're never really dramatic, but we prepare them mentally that we are going to make modifications. And then they figure out all of us have made our own modifications. But guess what? We all eat different stuff, but we're eating what we want to eat to control our diet. So that's one way of doing that. It's a great question, by the way, you asked. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
All right?
All right.
All right, so guys, I got about 7 minutes or so left, so I want to kind of close the show out, because if I take another question, it may run long. I mean, the lines are packed, man, so that makes me feel good for the first show of 2014 that you guys came out to listen to the show and that we have a new podcast to go up live on iTunes here probably by the end of the night. And I'm glad we had this conversation, and like I said, I'm going to continue to have this conversation. If you're on my list, guys, my goal is to send you content emails. I'm not trying to sell you a bunch of stuff. You know where the freaking HEG is. If you want it, go get it. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I'm really want to open up a dialogue for you guys to help me help you. Help me help you. And that may be a lot of my subject matters. And like I said, I would love my open rates to get a little higher, because just know that when I have that subject matter or that subject line, it's because I'm asking a question in order for me to create some content that's going to help you get to where you want to go. And we're not talking about paid content. I mean, my goal is to really to give you guys a lot of free stuff, because ultimately, what's more exciting than having a tribe full of people that are freaking paying it forward? And I got to tell you that, you know, we're going to be relaunching our Million Pound March Challenge. And you know, Lil was just here, and we had a couple people that are probably on there quietly. But ultimately, I got to tell you that we launched that in the middle of the holidays, and people told me, why are you doing that? I mean, it's just crazy. Your sign-ups are going to be wrong. People are going to crash and burn. But my thing was about helping people mitigate weight gain. And there's now a ton of people that walked away from that, that are still in that journey, but they walked into the new year 20, 15, 30 pounds lighter than having it be the other way around. Well, what we have learned from this challenge is that being able to track your journey and to blog about your journey and to get out. One of our tribe people said, you know, the blogging, the aspect of blogging allows you to get out on paper or out into the, I don't know how to articulate that, but to get out the stuff that you're normally trying to stuff with food. And so when you're able to kind of get out and say, look, you know what, I'm having a freaking lousy day, and this is what's going on with me, and you're able to get that out, and there's a community of people that kind of go, I feel you, I got your back, you're good with that. She said that's the healing process. there's a part of that journey. There's a reason why I have people blogging, because of the fact, number one, it creates your story. Believe it or not, if I didn't take that freaking picture that I took with my wife, had her take with the camera when it was the last thing I wanted to see, but I need to know how I looked, because how I looked in the mirror still wouldn't tell me the truth, but a photograph would never lie. And then by me sitting down and kind of you know, tracking my journey and then finally telling people about it, having tears in my eyes about what I had just gone through, and the fact that I knew I was so doubt-filled and so had so much freaking, what is that word, that so much, you know, when you just, I was so pessimistic that this was just another freaking, there was $1,500 that I was gambling on something that would hopefully work. I'm talking about desperation, but I was so negative about it because I just didn't want to be disappointed. And for me to sit there and tell that story on a video for the first time and have it literally go from 0 to 5,000 views overnight because somebody was just saying, you know what, this happened. And I wasn't selling anything. There was nothing. I couldn't sell it to you if I wanted to at the time, which was perfect, I think. Perfect. And I went another year or so just talking about it and coaching people and helping people. Still had no product to sell. And the reason why I put together a product is because I realized the average person couldn't afford $1,500. And if I knew there was a way to bring that $1,500 down to $150, that maybe the obstacle between losing the weight and doing this protocol would just suddenly vanish. Now, I know everybody can put up an obstacle. People will tell me that $150 is too much, or, you know, $200 is too much to lose 50 pounds. You know, but you'll spend that on supplements all day long. Ultimately, everyone has their threshold, but my goal was to remove the financial burden for anybody, no matter if you're middle class or upper class, that you could afford it and have a safe place to do it. So that's when we created products and you know, made a business out of it. But it was, you know, it was kind of by fluke, just by a desire to solve a problem. And the first problem was solving my own and then helping people solve theirs. So you're here and you have an opportunity to solve your problem. And then all I ask for you to do is help somebody do the same. So our Million Pound March Challenge is there. It's a 24/7 thing. If those of you guys that want accountability, want a tribe, want a community, want private one-on-one coaching, want somebody to be able to tweak, want to have the number to my private bat phone when you're having a problem and you need some help, then for $25 a month, it's a no-brainer. But you know what? According to some people who say that they were willing to do anything and everything to get to their goal, for some reason that seems to be an obstacle, or that it's on the Empower Network system and they don't like Dave and Dave. But it's not about Dave and Dave. I told you guys that platform, for me to be able to teach 100 people or 1,000 people all at the same time, at this point in juncture in the universe, no one else has a system that can do that other than the Empower Network. And if, in fact, there is another network, or if I have to create my own that comes to something different that's able to do that, until that time, this is the platform that I'm going to use, and it's going to cost you $25. And, yeah, they're going to try and sell you a bunch of other stuff that you may or may not need, but the point is you don't know if you need it or not because you're so blocked by going, I don't want, I don't want, I don't want. Look at the answer to what you said you do want. And you said basically 100% of you said that you want to lose weight and you want this year to be that time. And the difference between you getting that to that goal and not getting to that goal is having some accountability and having someone who knows what the hell they're doing. And what we're trying to build here is a tribe of people that understand how to do this protocol like KJ does. Now, KJ can teach you how to do this because this woman walks her talk. We're trying to build an army of people that know how to do this protocol, that have integrity, that have reached their who are living in the body of their lives. I will never have somebody teach you something that they cannot do themselves. So ultimately, you can be a part of the tribe, you can come in, you can get to your goal, and then I'm going to ask you and show you how to pay it forward. And if it's something you want to do and you end up wanting to monetize that and kind of live a lifestyle that Jane and I live by helping people, then you'll be able to do that too. But for right now, it's about you getting it, you getting what you want, and that's the body of your life. With that said, guys, I'm going to leave. I'm going to turn on some music here, one of these songs I have here, and I will see you again very soon. If not next week, most definitely the week after that. So I'm going to definitely try to do my Million Pound March hangouts on Monday and then my radio blog to you guys on Wednesday, but it may be every other Wednesday just because it's a little hectic. But I definitely love being connected to you. I definitely love you guys being here. This is my 90-second warning. Being here, you're here for me, I'm here for you, I love you to death, And remember to always lose weight powerfully and live life powerfully. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. Bye-bye.
Staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. I'm going to the place where love and feeling good don't ever cost a thing. And the pain you feel's a different kind of pain.